This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the United States of America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, thanks for doing what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And before I go over to Ms. Rosemary, there's breaking news coming in from Sacramento, California. 27 people have been hurt in a light rail collision. None seriously. That's the early reports. None seriously. 15 ambulances on the scene transporting 27 people. Fire department and police are there, and they say that the train, the light rail train, struck another rail car. Now, there will be more details on this as things prevail, but right now, 27 people, none hurt seriously. Sacramento, California, light rail accident. Okay, Ms. Rosemary, prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo, what's up?
Good morning. Well, this, I hope I can get this out, guys. This is my third night on the blessings. There's too many of y'all, but you know what? It's important. So I got another page of names here, and I'll go with it. I'll try not to take a breath. Okay, first of all, oh, by the way, everybody online, because there are new people, you get blessed. These are blessings, and I had to do three nights this week. So, first of all, Maria, glad you got back okay to Germany. Also to Major Mack in Germany and all of you listeners. Also Dave in Indiana, Lynn in Cape Cod, Richard the Marine in Oregon, and all of you in that area, by the way. Cousin Vinny in Tennessee, Steve in town, Terry, our overnight office worker in Nashville. Some of you were on last night because you had called. I know that he had mentioned you, but I couldn't get everybody on last night. So anyway, in Valdosta, Georgia, all of you, and boy, that's a lot of you. James, our expert paper relocator, I know you're on, and also to Sam, our local expert paper guy. I know you guys probably talk to each other. And then also, here's a plug for Scott James, running for mayor. I just thought I'd stick that in as a plug.
That's right.
Yep, also Jasper, Florida. I've been leaving Jasper off, and I don't know why. I told myself that. Deborah? Been a while since I've, and Nelson in Jasper, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Also, let me see, Don and Donna in Carrollton, Georgia. I actually had them on for last night. Couldn't get them on. I always run off the air with these. And Fort Benning area, I believe, is nearby there.
That's right.
LJ in Michigan. We love you, LJ. And then Susan in Tampa, Sandy in New York, Sondy in Wisconsin. Okay, here we go. Oh, Lord, help me. Sarasota, Bradenton area. So many of you, so many. Christine, Irene, and Darren, Joyce, Uncle Rick, Jeff in North Sarasota, Nixon Farms. Wow. I'll tell you, you guys are something else down there in Gales. Sue, our retired 911 operator with Pineapple. I can't read my writing, Captain. You may have to help me. I've got so many on this list. Okay, also, I've been leaving off, and I don't know why, but let me add that real quick. Our live callings. You know, a lot of people don't like to call in, and I understand why. So, you know, you email in, and it's even hard for me.
They're messaging me on the Facebook page.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'd probably do that, too, if I had it, because it is not easy to come out.
Yeah, well, it's easy. I mean, it comes out, I see it, and,
that's,
you know,
right.
I can,
the captain sees it right away, and so, mm-hmm. you know, it works really good. Also, I don't know if I mentioned this at the top of the hour. I've got more here on, but I wanted to say, to the accident that just, that Captain was just talking about, it's already in my prayers. In fact, as I was talking to him behind the scenes, he, that was coming onto the air, or coming into the Captain, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just know that, my prayers are there with them also. We have, so much going on, it's hard to keep up with everything. Also, I wanted to welcome all, that was so interesting last night, is it Burt's?
Burt's.
Help me, Captain. Burt's, I forget where the...
Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson in Largo.
Right, there you go.
Be there Sunday.
Yes, yes, and that sounds interesting too. Also, our regular callers that do call in because they're not as shy. Backgammon Bob calls in, and then our colorful Eon. How can we forget Eon?
Saw him on Tuesday.
Oh, right. Yes, he was there at the Trump Club, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for Eon in Clearwater, right? And of course, we have the Trump Club next week, but that, you know, I'll do that in my next one. But anyway, Gold Star. Oh, okay, let's go with this. You know, I always give a Gold Star, and at the end of the whole thing, because it's just the way we've always done it. And though he has no idea, I believe this week I'm giving it to our leader, Captain Matt Bruce, because I've never seen anybody that could accomplish so much for so many. I mean, you know, I have to take a breath now and then in my life, and I don't think he does. So we thank Captain, we thank you for, and I know everybody's in on this with me, we thank you for everything, we salute you for everything that you do in leading us. And by the way, for helping me with these special blessing nights, I'm going to tell you all behind the scenes, I couldn't do these at all without the Captain, because I don't know who's online. I sometimes I'll miss people. But anyway, just know, because I'm going to go off in a few seconds, I'll get back with you at the beginning of this next week. And but until then, God bless you. By the way, if you ever need me in between, remember, you can, the Captain will give you my number if you don't have it, because I pray constantly. I do have a prayer line, so he will give you that number. And then if you're within the United States, you know, I'll be happy to pray for you or with you, whatever you want. In the meantime, God bless you all. Remember, he loves you. And, Captain, we do salute you for everything you do. I don't know how you do it. We thank you so much. And I do know that you've helped me so much on here, because I'm not a radio person. And it's very hard for me to do these blessings sometimes, not only to get them in, but to make sure that I don't miss the solid people that are there every night. And I know I've missed a lot of you. But, you know, next week I'll get more of you. We'll have more names. So anyway, in the meantime, God bless you all, and God bless America. Thank you, Kevin.
All righty, Miss Rosalind, your parent assistant. And again, breaking news, if you haven't heard it, 27 people have been hurt, none seriously, in a light rail collision in Sacramento, California. One light rail train struck another one on the west side of Sacramento. 15 ambulances have transported people. Police and fire on the scene say none have been hurt seriously. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yeah, buddy, and we're back. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, a father-son team that operates Relief Factor out of Seattle, Washington. Now, they do listen to the program on our affiliates up there in Seattle and Spokane and Tacoma and Bremerton, AM 920, AM 1400. And hello, Bremerton. Hello, Navy. Now, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, you've got arthritis, whatever it is you got going on, you know, I've got a way to help you out here. Now, this has worked for me, so that's the reason I'm telling you about it. That's number one. It's worked for me. And because it's worked for me, I'm telling you about it. It's all natural. I was able to kick the habit, get rid of the Mobic, get rid of the Flexeril, which is what I was taking. And I thought I was going to be stuck with that for a while because I'd taken it for about 10 years. I started to get a little bit of after effects with it. It'd make you a little woozy once in a while and make you a little tired when you shouldn't have been tired and all that. And I said, I've had enough of this because I don't like being that way when I got plenty of stuff to do, if you know what I mean. So after a short stint taking a leave, which wasn't exactly the best idea, six pills a day, which will get you start bleeding internally, by the way, if you're not careful. But anyway, I found out about a leave, and my buddy Mike Gallagher, who's in the studio right out here behind me, he's out of Tampa now, he broadcasts right here behind me, maybe about 20 feet away from where I'm sitting right now in a studio that was made for him. I got a hold of Relief Factor. I took the 3-week quick start, the $19.95. It cost me that plus whatever the shipping and handling was to get here. It took about 3 to 5 days, maybe a little bit longer, to get here. But I got it, I took it, and it's working. Same simple story, period. Now, if you're suffering with pain and you don't know what to do and you're kind of at your wit's end and you're going, well, man, I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that, how about trying something natural? So Go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, and order the 3-week quick start, $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And if it works for you, you won't have to do anything. They'll just turn around and put you right on the list, and you'll start getting your regular monthly shipments after that. But you'll know at the end of 3 weeks. You will know whether or not that's going to work. And it's worked for me, so I'm thinking it might work for you, too. All right, well, New Jersey Democratic Congressman Tom Malinowski was having a town hall meeting, and he was talking about illegal immigrants like as if that was a natural everyday occurrence and it was no big deal. And he started a reference about mowing our beautiful lawns. Now, listen to what he had to say. It kind of sounds like a bunch of high school kids, the way they were acting. But listen to this. It's 48 seconds long.
And then we have to think about the jobs, right? Because the reason this happens is there are a lot of jobs in our community that, like it or not, for better or worse, Americans are not willing to take. I mean, who do you think is taking care of our seniors? 50% of the elder care workers in the state of New Jersey are immigrants, most of them legal, most of them documented, but certainly some who are not. Who do you think is mowing our beautiful lawns in Somerset County? We don't usually ask, but a lot of those workers are undocumented. They're just not a lot of, you know, kids, sorry, from Montgomery High who are going to be doing that full time. You guys are going into robotics, for goodness sake.
Okay, you guys are going into robotics, you're not mowing lawns. Let me tell you a little secret there, boys and girls, especially the younger audiences listening. I bought my first car and paid for it in cash by mowing lawns. Now, my dad had a push mower, and we had 3 acres of lawn we had to mow. He would bring the brush hog home from the farm because we had a farm we lived on. He'd bring the brush home hog home from the farm, do the outer grass with it. And then we had 3 acres of grass because my mother had to have her pretty lawn and her garden and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. So we took turns, and as I was growing up and barely tall enough to push the lawnmower, I learned how to mow the lawn. Well, to me, it was pretty neat because I can remember getting $3 to mow the lawn. 3 acres, $3, dollar an acre. Not bad. Of course, that was when $3 was probably worth 20 today. But here's the deal. I learned how to make money and what it took to do it and how to say thank you and yes and please and no thank you and I appreciate it and this, that, and the other. And I took my little lawnmower, and we had 2 or 3 neighbors in the neighborhood, and because I did such a great job doing what I was doing, they had me mow their lawn. Well, one thing led to another. My dad bought a Cub Cadet tractor to make it a little bit easier. You know, those old Cub Cadets, the little square ones, yellow and, let's see, they were yellow and white. And I think this was a 7.5 or an 8 horsepower engine to begin with. And there's a story behind this too that I'll tell you in a minute. But I took that little Cub Cadet tractor, and I not only wound up mowing the lawns of my neighbors and mine, but a couple of people in the next section of land over, about a mile away, said, hey, we'd like to have you mow our lawn if you don't mind. And I wound up mowing their lawn. Well, to make a long story short, my buddy, Neil, whose father was a mechanic, tinkered with the tractor because what my big gripe was I could only do about 3 to 5 miles an hour on it trying to go a mile away to mow my neighbor's lawns, and it was taking too long to get there. Well, he souped it up. And he got it to do 10 miles an hour, and I thought I had a race car on a Cub Cadet tractor, which was the little small engine or whatever. But to make a long story short, over the course of a year and a half, I had enough money saved up and enough cash to go buy a brand new Ford Fairlane 2-door convertible with 3 on the column. They had the gear shifter on the column then, and it was a humdinger. It had a 200 cubic inch V6. That was my first car, and I paid for it in cash from mowing the lawn. And the kids today, they don't want to go out and do something like that. Shame on them. Shame on them. But what do I know? Well, here's what I know. I had respect for my country, respect for my family, love for my neighbors, learned about religion, went to church. By the way, that's something else we did there because we lived in the country. You bet we went to church every Sunday, and they'd have like a church social or something like that. Everybody'd be there, bring the pot lunch, the potluck food with them and all that, and it was a great time. All the kids would run around, have a good time too. You know, we've lost track in this country of what made America great. The families are part of the problem. They really are. Where's the mother? Where's the father? And when they come from broken homes like that, okay, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out there's going to be problems. Because you lose the discipline, you lose the respect, you lose the authority. They get in trouble with the law, one thing becomes another. And you got the problem you got, where you got the Antifa and you got all these clowns walking around. Nobody respects anybody. They don't even respect themselves. Heck, they beat up one of their own just to, because they feel like it. That's the way they are. So here's the point and the moral of the story. We need to bring the foundation of America somehow back into the system. And the one way to do it is to stop the public school system from trying to change the textbooks and trying to teach all these different things that take away from the family. For example, a convicted felon, California. For example, you probably heard me tell you in the first part of the show, talking with Kyle Warren, that they've changed what a convicted felon is. They're no longer calling them a convicted felon, which is stupid. Because now, instead of being a convicted felon, which to me is still a convicted felon, they are a justice-involved person, a JIP, referring to them as a JIP, justice-involved person. Hey, you know, people make mistakes, they get in trouble, they straighten their lives out, they do whatever, but if you've been a convicted felon, you're still a convicted felon. It doesn't get expunged from your record unless you have it done legally and it's all agreed to. So think about that for a second. And again, trying to change the rules, trying to change the names, trying to change is not helping things. It is not helping things. The basics of America, reading, writing, arithmetic. How about that? Reading, writing, arithmetic. All right, going to take a break. Going to come back, have our first Military and Veterans News report. Got quite a bit of things, quite a bit of stuff going on. And amen to you there, Kendora and Catwoman and Road Dog. All righty, we're going to celebrate on the way to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump making the economy the centerpiece of his 2020 re-election and is talking about economic strength, despite the fact some economists talking about a recession. Now, the president presenting the Medal of Freedom to NBA legend Bob Cousy at the White House. After this ceremony, the president telling reporters,
"The job numbers have been really good."
The CEO of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne, resigns after disclosing a romantic relationship with a Russian agent. Byrne, a guest on Bulls and Bears on Fox Business.
"I took some orders that seemed a little fishy in 2015, 2016. Last summer, watching television, I figured out the name of who sent me the orders, and this has all now been confirmed to me. The name of the man who sent me the orders was a guy named Peter Strzok."
Oh, my goodness.
Got it? Capiche?
Yeah.
So this is going to be quite a whirlwind.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment on the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. And how would you like to have a job making $50,000 to $60,000 a year to start? Well, they're going to tell you how, and then I'm going to tell you where. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, I know a lot of you are in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere. You got no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion. Well,
Yours truly, the captain's got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. Check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass. Now, that's just outside Boston. And the other's in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa Bay. Because in 14 short months, you will be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Let me repeat that. In just 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You will start at $50,000 to $60,000 a year. You have the potential to make a six-figure salary very quickly, and I'll explain how in a minute. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more and schedule a tour. Now, how you can make more money is if you wind up with a job with a military contractor that sends you overseas working with our military, or if you get hired by a foreign government to work on perhaps a foreign government's military aircraft, or if you get hired by a company that would send you overseas to work at one of their foreign terminals, airplane terminals, or if you get hired by a foreign airline, would all pay you a lot more money to go overseas than the $50,000 or $60,000 that you're going to start to begin with here in the U.S. So you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, that number, 800-659-2080, or check them out online, naa.edu. But whatever you do, make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because it'll open the door wide open for other things that are available to you. Now, there appears to be a situation right now in the United States where a ransomware attack has affected as many as 37 cities. Now, in one recent case, 22 cities and local governments in Texas were hit by a coordinated ransomware attack on August the 16th. Now, this is the first time an attack has been so organized and widespread, because until now, hackers would usually attack local governments one by one. This time, they went after 22 cities and local governments in Texas. Now, ransomware has become an increasingly more popular cyber attack method in the past couple of years. It's an easy way for hackers to make money by locking up information, effectively shutting down most municipal operations, and only returning the data when they are paid a large sum of money. Now, do we know that they paid a large sum of money? No. But here's the thing that leads us to believe that this might be terrorists doing this. They usually want the money in Bitcoin, which is what Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the Taliban deal in. Just saying. All right, the United States is ready to restart the nuclear negotiations with North Korea. This coming from a senior U.S. diplomat, a day after the U.S. and South Korean militaries ended their regular drills that North Korea calls an invasion rehearsal. So they're done, and now North Korea is ready to talk. Now, we had two U.S. service members killed Wednesday in Afghanistan. We don't know who they are yet, but our thoughts and prayers go out to the families. It's always very bad, very bad. And the Pentagon is working very carefully now, watching China. It's its number one priority, according to the Defense Secretary Mark Esper. China is the Pentagon's number one priority, and the United States is watching Beijing very carefully in order to safeguard America. Don't know what that means, but that's what we're being told. And U.S. Central Command has opened an investigation into reports that Houthi rebels in Yemen shot down a U.S. MQ-9 Reaper this week. No word yet for sure as to what happened and how it happened. We'll wait for the word to come from CENTCOM before we say anything. But that's a report coming from the Military Times. And the Pentagon has terminated a program for a redesigned kill vehicle. And it's now prepping for some new competition. Now, the Pentagon has moved from taking a strategic pause on the redesigned kill vehicle program to outright killing it altogether. Don't know if it cost too much money or what the situation was, but they just decided they're going to deep six it. Now, President Trump called on other countries to take up the fight against ISIS a day after his Secretary of State acknowledged the terrorist group is regaining strength in certain areas, and they are. South Korea, in the meantime, will withdraw from a key military intelligence sharing pact with Japan due to an escalating trade spat between the two U.S. allies. That's not good. And as the president tries to end endless wars, America's biggest Mideast base is getting bigger. Now, the Trump administration has moved to pull back troops from conflict zones like Syria and Afghanistan, but at Al Udeid, home of the largest U.S. military base in the Middle East, there's no sense of retreat, and in fact, the base is getting bigger. And U.S. Taliban negotiations to end America's longest military engagement overseas entered a crucial stage this week, as Washington's special envoy arrived in the Gulf state of Qatar for talks both sides will hope lead quickly to a deal. I have my doubts. By the way, Iraqi paramilitary forces backed by Iran accused Israeli drones of carrying out a series of attacks on bases run by the militias, saying that they hold the United States ultimately responsible. The militias vowed to defend themselves against any future attack. That's the mysterious explosions you're hearing going on in Iraq. Those are Iranian bases that are being blown up in munitions piles, and some of it has missiles and whatnot on it, and I don't blame them for doing that either. Oh, and Australia has now officially joined Britain and Bahrain with the United States in signing onto a U.S.-led maritime security mission to protect international shipping of the Straits of Hormuz. That's amidst the tensions with Iran, and we'll see how that all plays out. In addition, Iran displayed what it described as a domestically built long-range surface-to-air missile air defense system on Thursday. We'll see how that works out for them. And according to Foreign Minister Zarif in Iran, Iran will not start a war in the Gulf, but it will defend itself. Okay? Fine. Fine. We're supposed to be scared because they said they're going to defend themselves. I don't think so. But it is what it is. And, of course, again, the situation is not slowing down or stopping anytime soon with what's going on over there in Iran and in Iraq. It's still a very fluid situation, and ISIS has reemerged again in the northern part of Iraq. We've talked about this around Mosul, and they are regrouping. It's estimated there could be as many as 15,000 to 20,000 that have gone into that area with their families, cloaked and secured with the families around them. And they're prepping to do whatever it is they're going to do again. That's a significant force. And in my humble opinion, they should be taken out. Time to destroy them is long past. Because what they did was live to fight another day. All they did was change their location. Oh, well. Okay, a little Proud Mary, a little CCR going to take you to the break here. And we'll have our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. Remember, in about 10 or 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes, we'll have Denise Simon on from FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, The Answer.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio, a little song for that left lane. Goes like this, come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right peak, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, little Ray Carlisle, Rooster Cruz, it ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And by the way, nothing like a CB fight in a truck stop, huh? Oh, boy. Anyway, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Next time you see a Pilot or Flying J sign, pull on in there to one of those travel centers and find out what they're all about. You're going to like what you see. Now, a critical fire weather condition will continue across the Intermountain West through the upcoming weekend as red flag warnings and fire weather watches are in effect. Meanwhile, strong to severe storms with damaging winds and heavy rain are likely from North Carolina and Southern Virginia over towards the ocean. And finally, yeah, it's hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center is monitoring a broad area of low pressure in the Bahamas for development as to where it might go. So just keep that in the back burner, that there is something out there just creeping along, and who knows what's going to happen here. But right now, everything's looking all right, so I wouldn't be concerned at the moment anyway. Okay, well, here we go. Florida tonight, my home state. Things aren't looking too bad. It's kind of quieted down a little bit. Might be a few scattered showers down in South Florida, but nothing to worry about. I-4, I-95, I-75, the Alligator Alley section of I-75, everything looking good. I-10 looking across, looking very good there. Matter of fact, we'll take I-10 all the way out into Texas, looking good there. Some scattered rain in Texas, nothing to worry about. Looking good in New Mexico tonight, looking good in Arizona tonight. Be some warm temperatures today, but not as warm as they've been. Out in California, looking good. I-10 all the way into L.A., and I-8 looking good all the way to San Diego, except, of course, for the warmer temperatures out there in the desert, but not as warm as what they've been. Now, do we have rain tonight? Oh, yeah. Do we have some storms developing? Oh, yeah. How about in the great state of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City East, up by 44 towards Joplin, Missouri? You've got rain, scattered thunderstorms, and flash flood watches and warnings in various areas there. I-40 going east. You've got rain into Arkansas, and it's certainly into the Fort Smith area. You've got some severe thunderstorms in the mix there. They have been moving east all night long. And you've got also some flash flood watches and warnings. There is some rain in southeastern Missouri tonight, and the western tip of Kentucky and the southern tip of Illinois right there in that area. So be advised of that. And we've got some fog, some very dense fog. Now, right now, this fog is coming right into Memphis from east of Nashville, about an hour east of Nashville on I-40 all the way across to Memphis. And I-24, once you come up Mont Eagle and drop down off Mont Eagle, you're going to drop right down into the dense fog. That I-24 section all the way to Kentucky, you're going to have fog, so it's going to slow you down. I-65 north-south, you're going to have fog pretty much from the Tennessee border with Alabama all the way on up to the Kentucky border on I-65, so be advised of that. Not much you can do about it except just go slow. And it will slow you down tonight. Got some rain up there near Let's see, the northwestern quadrant of Indiana, unsettled weather conditions in northeastern Minnesota, and the upper tip of New Mexico, the upper peninsula. You got some scattered showers and rain and developing storms in that area. Got some moving weather along Nebraska tonight, south central Nebraska, a few storms in that mix. Again, northwestern Kansas, some storms in that mix. And also looking at the red flag warnings tonight, they're up in Wyoming, western part of Wyoming, I-80, and some unsettled weather conditions off east of Laramie towards Cheyenne tonight, and in Idaho, Pocatello down to Idaho City. You have got some unsettled weather conditions there. But other than that, everything's looking pretty good. And don't forget, that your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J, wherever you're at. Stop in there, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and get yourself a free cup of coffee and tell them the captain sent you. And many of you are going to find out you're going to be listening to me when you get in there, because they run the radio show there. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have got a series of ransomware attacks that have been going on, and it appears that as if the latest one took down 22 cities and local governments in Texas hit with a coordinated ransomware attack. What do you know about this?
Yeah, this has been almost city by city. It was reported several days ago, actually, and the ransom that they're asking for is really all not that much. I mean, it is for some of the size of these cities, but there is indications that it's got some Russia code in it. And these smaller cities have actually been put on notice for quite some time after several other larger cities previously have been hit with ransomware. And these smaller cities have not done what they need to do in order to, you know, protect themselves, and we're finding, obviously, those vulnerabilities. Remember, Atlanta got hit last year in a very, very big way.
So did two cities in Florida. Remember Lake City and Riviera Beach? They paid $1 million in Bitcoin.
Yeah, Baltimore was yet another one. And it's not that they haven't been put on notice. They've been put on notice by CERT, which is the wing of the Department of Homeland Security that helps them out.
Yep, I work with them.
On the software code?
No, I work with CERT. I'm a certified instructor and teach one of their courses.
Oh, I didn't know you had that kind of software ability.
Nope, it's not software. This is something different. I work with CERT. It's a large department.
Yeah, but this is a computer emergency response team.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a coordinated effort between the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security that has been, you know, trying to help out with these notices and whatnot for quite some time, and some of these smaller cities, towns, perhaps. You know, have been taking advantage of this. So, Texas was most recently, the victim. And they won't tell us what cities, by the way.
This was the first time they hit 22 cities at the same time. That's what the report says here.
But they won't tell us which one.
Nope.
But apparently there is some Russia code in this malware. Or ransomware.
Now, I'm assuming we're trying to work on a solution here. Is that right?
Well, I mean, we don't know what they're doing. They probably went into a panic. I don't know if they paid the ransom or not.
Okay. Well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Top of the hour news coming up, and then we'll be back. And we got a lot of stuff going on tonight. Ransomware, we'll continue to talk a little bit about that because there is a little bit more to add. But we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America, Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.